This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is going to have us divided, I think. But I don't know, because I'm not sure where I'm sitting. Buy or sell? Who, and this is, who are you buying? The Avs or the Nuggets will have a better season this year?
The Avs.
Based on?
A total guess.
I like them. I like that they're my team.
Can the Avs slay their beast, which is the Dallas Stars? And the question is, can the Nuggets slay their new beast, the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Yes.
Based on?
Based on it can happen.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. Okay.
What's your answer?
Well, the Avs have already got a head start, and they haven't lost in regulation.
So the Nuggets or the Avalanche?
Who's going to have a better season? What if they both win a championship? Then we're just going to look at their records then. The Avs look like they're a pretty tough out. Like, I just don't know. Marty Natchez is becoming a really good player. Really good player. Kind of a strange up and down night last night, but he's been excellent.
Avs got screwed out of a goal.
Yeah. I'm seriously not trying to pull a U here and be like, because I'm more of a Nuggets guy than I am an Avs guy. I think that's pretty clear. I'm more basketball. The Avs can get, I think they both are going to win a championship, Mike. How about that? But I think the Avs will have the better season.
Okay, but that almost felt like a cop-out.
Kind of, but I think the Avs are going to have a better season. But I also feel like the Nuggets are going to win a championship. So what do you want me to say to that?
I'm glad you didn't cop out. I thought you were going to.
I don't think it's a cop out. I think we're going to have two parades that you will not be invited to.
Well, the Broncos are going to invite me to theirs, so we'll have three parades.
Have three parades? Buy or sell, we're going to have three parades.
Buy.
This year.
Well, I don't know about the Nuggets.
Well, in 2026. We're going to have to... See, listen to you. This is when your objectivity goes out the door. You don't like basketball because you were the last picked in gym class and nobody wanted to play basketball with you, so now you hate basketball. You didn't get a chance to play hockey because they didn't have it at your school.
I do now.
So now you're a hockey fan, but you hate basketball because you're picked last. So when I say be objective and you're telling me I'm copping out, you come on and say, oh, I think the Broncos, who are 5-2 and it took 33 points to beat the Giants, are going to win a Super Bowl, and then the Avs, based on nothing, apparently, but the Nuggets you don't know about.
Okay, first
you don't
of
know
all,
about the Nuggets, who are picked second in the league, but you know about the Broncos, who it took a miraculous third quarter or fourth quarter that we've never seen to win. But yeah, no, please go on.
First of all, Brady, when I was picked last, I was like, yeah, that's fair. Yep, that's fair.
No,
yeah, even she's
deep,
better
deep
at basketball
down,
than
you
me.
Were like, I want to play.
I was like, yeah, I want to play, but I'm going to be honest. I want the team that picks me to do well. So I will happily sit on the bench.
So apparently, yesterday I missed out on. I couldn't do it. I got too much going on, man. I can't. Like a lot of media members and radio personalities, they all have different jobs than I kind of do. I do a lot of different things here at the station. But there's a lot of radio guys, my competitors and stuff like that. That's their sole job is to just do a 3 to 4 hour radio show every day. I'm here, like this morning, I was here at 6:15, you know, and I'm leaving until 4:35, whatever. I get here early. So I don't get to do a lot of the other media fun stuff that I'd like to do. Apparently, the Nuggets invited Denver Nuggets media, and I got this as well. I got the invite to play the coaches yesterday. So buy or sell, based on your knowledge of me, would I have done okay? They got killed. They got killed, and apparently...
The coaches?
No, the media just got destroyed.
I don't know which media members played, but you're young enough. You're athletic enough.
There's a radio guy in the afternoons that apparently is a stud because he was a college basketball player. And so he was really good. Katie Wingy, who we've had on this show, she played college basketball. So I would assume she was pretty good. Outside of that, I think I would have been third best.
Yeah, I was going to say young enough and athletic enough to not embarrass
yourself.
Well,
I am the white, scrappy defensive player that's only getting minutes because I can play defense.
And my knees don't work anymore, so...
Oh, that would be why. You would be bad.
Yeah. I wouldn't be invited in the first place because, you know, I'm not there to be athletic. I'm there to be professional.
I really wanted to do it, but I just didn't... I didn't have really the time to do it. And with all that's going on in the show, I would have had to skip the show yesterday. And there's a lot going on. So, you know, commitments to my Northern Colorado roots here.
Yeah, I would have had to go down to Denver. You asked me yesterday, you're like, you know, Micah, should I go to Nuggets Media Day? And I'm like, no, our listeners,
yeah,
Faith and
you,
John from that place.
And you.
And
you count as a listener,
Big
technically.
Hub.
You technically count as a listener. You're just listing off the text again. The text.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
You're just... Oh, my gosh. You're doing that thing where you just list off the first thing you see, like Brick and Anchorman. You're saying, oh, yeah, you would have let down... Oh, Faith texted in last and last, and Joe Ram texted in last, and Ram Joe, Fort Fun. Joe and Fort Fun, if I can get it right. At least you can read it right. John and Fort Fun, thank you. Sorry.
I don't have the text line open.
You always have the text line open. Because you're like, what are they saying about me? John in Fort Fun says, too many cooks spoil the broth. First recorded in the 16th century, fitting since that is where the 1-6 CSU offense is. And however, Rams will win 23-16. Maybe, man. I
have Rams 16-9.
16-9?
Yeah.
That is a boring game probably then.
Oh, yeah. The Rams are going to accidentally score a touchdown.
Well, we'll see, Michael. I'm interested to see, because like Cody says, Wyoming's, it's not over yet, but it's getting close. If they lose to CSU, then, and I didn't get a chance to ask Cody, like, how hot is the seat that Jay Sauvel is sitting on right now? Because this is only year two. We're not even done with year two. And if you ask me, I'm not moving on from him. I still think 3 years, Mike, unless bad stuff happens off the field or unless it's so bad, like you took an obvious step back and you're losing games like every game 30-3 or something like that in your second season.
And your defense just suddenly stops playing defense. Yeah,
like you have a positive. Your defense is pretty good, like really good. So there's a positive there. So no, for me, regardless of what happens Saturday or the rest of the season, I'm not moving on from Jay Sauvel. It's not necessarily a vote of confidence. It's just I do believe you should give guys 3 years. And they're going to finish better than they did last year. They already won three games. That's what they did last year. So, go Pokes us. NFA. It's pretty damn hot. Yeah, but really? You don't want to get... Would you go Pokes? You being our resident diehard Pokes fan, you would move on if let's say they win five games and it's not against CSU, you would be done? Or you think if he wins this game, maybe nothing else, he's safe? It's fascinating, man. We are quick to blow out coaches, but then again, fans that follow teams kind of get, they know, like with Jay Norvell this year, Mike, we got to it after the UNC game, then the UTSA game. And then the Washington State game, you're just like, this ain't it. Last year, maybe a little fool's gold. But you have to be a decent enough coach to show us fool's gold sometimes. And Jay at least did that. This year was none of that. This was just, you've lost this team. Like, especially the way they responded after Fresno State against Hawaii. It was just, did not look good.
Bringing it back to BFN, did they have a fool's quarterback?
Well, I root for the guy. I hope he's, you know, okay mentally, because this can't be easy to go through. But he wasn't as good as Jay Norvell lifted him up to be. And I have some more thoughts on that, but we're going to break real quick. We get Sean Keeler, Denver Post, joining us. He's cooking on Nuggets. He's cooking on Broncos. He's cooking on Rams. We'll get to all of that and more. Stay tuned. Killing us softly with Sean Keeler. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From preps to college to the pros, we have your football on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Cato June, All-Pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
And for the record, we have put out a request to Lauryn Hill to record and change the words of the song to Keeling Me Softly. So far, kind of a shocker here. No word back. Sean Keeler joining us from the Denver Post. We're waiting. We'll see. We have our people in contact with her, Sean.
Well, that's good. Is she going to coach CSU?
You know what? She might get a vote. She might get a vote or two. Listen, Sean, I don't even know who's calling the plays again. We got run game coordinator, pass game coordinator, offensive coordinator, head coach coordinator. There's a lot of coordination going on with this team.
It just got weird. It's a pass game guy. I saw it. Yeah. I was there Monday.
Yeah, very interesting. Let me ask this, man. Your thoughts on Jay Norvell getting the boot before the boot after the Hawaii loss?
Well, I mean, it was a matter of time. I mean, you're sad. I mean, if I understand Rams fans and CSU alumni's dissatisfaction with where this had gone. But let me tell you this. Anyone who has met or knows Jay Norvell is not dancing on his grave.
Yeah, you know, true, 100%.
Like this, and especially folks in the media, they and not just because, even before the prime effect and all that happened, they really went out of their way to work with us. Yeah, I know you and with Denver, there was a lot of media outreach, full disclosure, and maybe that was just getting aggressive, to try to get some good PR in advance. But it was such a breath of fresh air from Daz and even a little bit from Bobo, it's a results business. It's the business side of the education game, and business wasn't good, and promises were not kept for whatever reason. And we've talked about them. BFN's no longer with the team. It's kind of gentle. We were going to get there. I mean, there's just so many layers to this. It's kind of an onion as to where this all fell apart, but sources have told me it was pretty clear that short of an 8 or 9 win season, this was going to happen. And it's just kind of sad the way that it unfolded, because it never really got a, maybe 1 week, other than one game against Fresno, it never really got untracked, and it just felt wrong from about the fourth quarter of the Washington game on.
Yeah, I mean, and the Fresno State game was just so fascinating because they looked like a completely different team.
Yep.
And I think all of us were like, is that it? Or is that just a bad team catches a break, gets everything right? Fresno State maybe a little overhyped at this point because of the five-game winning streak. So all those things obviously turned out to be true as they kind of get smoked by Hawaii. Made it interesting, but for the most part, it wasn't that close.
And I wrote about this, and I'm sure others have talked about it too. And there were layers to that Hawaii game. The crowd. You and I have talked about this for a year. You can't keep not showing up when your fans do. Like, you just cannot. You cannot do that. Especially at a place where they have to fill, again, the business side of the education game. They have to fill Kansas. And I think found the record 30,000, 31,000 plus.
Mm-hmm.
Since Jay's been there, they're 5-7. It's actually, I asked people to guess that number, like, what do you think the record would be of those 12 games? And most people go like, oh, 3-9, 4-8. But that it's even guessed worse than it really is.
It's the perception, right?
The perception is that they biffed it against CU, obviously. And yet there were some good ones too. Boise had that crowd. It's just that nobody was there. Except it was like media outnumbered Rams fans at the end of that game because of the way it finished. And I'll never forget that. And that ends up being kind of, gosh, one of the highlights of that. But you can't lay stinkers. You know, teams are going to have stinkers. You can't lay them at home. You can't lay them against your rivals. You can't lay them against big crowds. And Hawaii looked like we thought the Rams were going to look like 4 years ago, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like, you Alejandro and went, where'd they get this guy? They're going, well, the Rams don't have, some disrespect to Jackson Brousseau. God love him, but he's not as good a passer as that guy. That kid's better. That speed is better. That offense was better. And there were some mitigating factors. There were some injuries, but I think in a way, we combine that with the crowd and the homecoming and the performance. It was a pretty sad epitaph, but I think it was an epitaph that was inevitable.
Yeah, I just can't help but going back through everything, and I go right to the quarterback situation, and that was.
Yeah.
And I was close to the situation because we did the Clay Millen show.
And franchise QB number one.
Yeah, and that, you know, every conversation I had with him, you know, was like, yeah, I'm the guy. I'm going to be the guy. You know, we got a great relationship. And then obviously the first year was what it was. It was not great, but you know, he had a high completion percentage. And then
it was a bad O-line. He was young.
Yeah.
Was year one. Everyone's kind of went, okay, it happened.
Yeah. And Sean, what bothered me about that, and I'm not, everybody always says I'm defending Clay Millen. I'm defending the timing because what bothered me about that, it was the first game of the next season and it was against Washington State. And he all offseason was like, oh, he's developing this relationship with all these receivers and tight ends and Dallin Holker and all that. And then he got one half and a possession of that season before Jay Norvell pulled the plug. And then BFN got time after time after time after time after time. And I go to, well, there was one guy Jay Norvell told the world that was poaching his guy, and there was one guy he didn't say anything like that about. So which one is he going to go with? To me, the ego got in the way. Not when it came to Clay Millen, but when it came to BFN. And that bothered me. That was inconsistent.
Yeah, it was. Jay put his chips in that. On that number, and he got burned. And for there are multiple things you've heard, I've heard off the record about what's happened with Braden these last couple of years. I did nothing against him personally. Now that chapter is clearly done here, I wish him well, wish the family well. You know, and now in a transactional free agent college football world, that's going to happen more and more and more when things don't work out. It didn't work out. But Jay rode that horse. And it threw him off.
Yeah.
It's not more than one guy, but if you had to pick one guy, it's BFN. It never got better from Boulder 2023. It came on fire. The Clay's treatment, I know folks in Clay's camp too. I know BFN's dad, I know Clay's dad. It's a little weird. It was a very interesting time, let's put it that way, as I know you know as well. But it never got better. And in a way, didn't what we just saw this season with Braden almost mirror what we saw in 2023 with Clay?
Yeah, yeah.
Like at the start of all this, and then just he just held out a little longer, because what BFN ultimately did, not by, I presume, not with malice, I certainly would not presume this was malice, was that it affected Jay Norvell's credibility. Right?
Yeah, sure.
Like, that's the point where we went, this is the guy, this is going to be our guy, it's going to be the guy, and it sounds like, Keeler, you just said it's not one person, and you were just heaping it on one person. But the perception, like you said, the perception of that really affects you. And if that story had not, if that narrative had been different, would we be having this talk right now? Although I go back to, you go back to 2023 again. I go back to, if that's a bowl team and or that's a team that beats a still kind of developing Buffs Deion team on that stage in that moment, I'm not sure we're having this talk.
I now, tend to agree, yeah.
I don't go back to year three. People get so kind of grouchy about last year and that, yeah, it was the softest schedule imaginable. It was a really, really soft Mountain West. It's kind of like Fresno this year, to be frank, as we saw. And they took advantage of it, not quite as much. I was most disappointed as a neutral, and you know I have no dog in any of these fights with 2023. You had the best offensive player in the league, and you had the best defensive player in the league healthy. Mo Kamara was really good. we forget that because he was not a prototypical NFL rut edge guy. Torrey Horton was, and Torrey Horton was healthy. And BFN was so young and so relatively new that they just didn't get over the hump in those road games. And you and I talked about it. Like, you hope this, you know, it was a step forward, but it wasn't monumental. But if that's a 7-5 team, which on talent it should have been, they're the only team bowling. Because CU is going to go off the rails 2 years ago. That was always going to happen because of where they were internally, and everything just got weird there, obviously, for reasons we've talked about in the middle of Deion's first year, that they had a chance to seize, CSU had a chance to seize us, our discussion points, the market, the interest, the credibility, and they never did. And they got some of that back in year three, and it was a good year. I mean, I always laughed, not laughed, but you just kind of shook your head writing about the end of the Jay era and looking at all the first time since that happened last year, which in hindsight was more of an indictment of the last decade of CSU football, frankly, that, you know, the sweep of the in-state, the Mountain West rivals, whatever, first time since 2015, first win Air Force forever. It all kind of came with asterisk, but it still happened. But I think, again, the confluence of the QB, the offense, the big games, and the feeling that there wasn't a lot of credibility with this coaching staff, right or wrong, the perception, again, to use your word, that there wasn't a lot of credibility with the fan base. And frankly, the third or fourth thing, we lose count of why we got to this moment, was the Pac-12 move of having to say, what are we when we're making maybe the last big step we're going to make? And it's not even, frankly, that big, to be honest. Let's be clear. It's a Pac-12 in name. It's not a Pac-12 in gravitas.
Yeah.
Anything that doesn't have UCLA, Washington, Oregon, is not really the Pac-12. It's just there for legal purposes. But it's better. The best of the Mountain West are moving on, right? And you've got to be, either way, what we all can agree on, and I know this is a long-winded point, is that CSU football has to be as good as it's ever been. It has to be better. And what it was with Jay Norvell is that it was clearly better from 2020, 2021. The off-field community stuff was miles better. But was it top three in the Pac-12 better? And if this was still even a 6-6 team, where do you think, and this is a question I'll throw back to you and shut up, where do you think this team will finish in the Pac-12 with those 8 schools next year?
Based on what, like right now?
What we've got, yeah. Right now.
Boy, I don't, I would say not very good at this
fourth
point.
Fourth or fifth best?
Best, yeah.
Best.
Yeah,
and
best.
That's also why this happened. Now, you have a changeover where now that's going to be you're starting over again, which I don't know that they wanted to do, but that's also an underlying thing. Yeah. And sixth or seventh in that league is not going to look good, and it's going to validate all the arguments against why you've never been plucked by, say, the Big 12.
Yeah, and I guess Oregon State, they're obviously now looking for a coach.
Yeah, they're starting over too.
Washington State would be better, I would say, than CSU. Boise State would be better. Fresno
Oregon
State would be better.
Oregon State's got more money.
They got more money.
The CSU budget's not bad.
Yeah.
There are three of just surface where you go, well, Boise, Wazoo, Oregon State.
Yep.
And then it's a crapshoot.
Yep.
But yeah, you can argue with Fresno. You can argue with Fresno, SCSU with the new stadium. A little bit. Utah State might be dragging behind those two. And Texas State, we kind of don't know as well, but Texas is Texas. So it's a bit of a muddle for those other four through eight, three through eight, whatever you want to call it. But I don't – it's going to be different. And I don't know that that's good enough. You know what I thought about the other day? And you're, God, Keeler, you just yamble. Right?
No, it's good. It's good.
This is therapy for me. I'm getting right through – the CSU, because we're going to spin it forward. Where do you go from here? I'm going to jump. I'm jumping your question, Brady. Where do we go from here? Where do we go next? And I said, well, Colin Klein would be great. Several people have told me they really, really want a Dion of their own.
Who is that? You know?
Yeah, who is that? As I wrote Monday, there's only one of him. Because I thought that too, and we've talked about it. I'm like, you got to go get. You know, we you know, the press box at Fresno. Somebody joked to me about go get Tim Tebow, and I just laughed. But I kind of laughed at the Dion thing 4 years ago. I kind of went, that'll never happen. So again, giving credit to Coach Prime, I no longer say never and laugh about things like this anymore. Because I said, you know, and we just laughed and went, well, if you hired the best offense, all you had to do was CEO duties and selling duties, and I went. Yeah, all the TV stations in Denver would be here every 5 minutes. Like, they would come running. Like, if you wanted to do that, like, who cares if he hasn't coached? But most of the celebrity hires have not gone great, or they're kind of a TBD. And the CU era is better, but it's not great. It's raking bucks. It's doing the PR thing right. So...
Well, and Sean, too, like with Coach Prime, I mean, he at least had the backing of, okay, he did it at a lower level. He coached.
Yeah, he got to understand it.
I'm seeing Mike Shanahan. I'm seeing Gruden. I'm seeing Tebow.
Right.
I'm seeing all these names. And I'm like, well, Shanahan's been out for 465 years, it feels like. Plus, he didn't have the college experience. And even if you want to say a guy did 15 years ago had college experience, it ain't the same thing anymore.
I'd be really surprised. Again, we're in the never say never. I mean, you bring up Shanahan. I don't think that's going to get him out of retirement. And I don't know him well, but I knew we had mutual friends, some of them who are no longer with us. I don't think CSU is that job.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a point also where money, you know, someone like Billy Napier, although he totally didn't love it here, would be interesting and maybe more of a candidate. You need a redemption guy. You know, if you're going to make a splash, you need a name. Hey, what's Rick Neuheisel doing? What's Rick Neuheisel's kid doing? You know, you want the hottest thing of the moment? That's one. And that probably wouldn't cost you a lot of, it's a tricky needle to thread if you're CSU going forward and you want the biggest splash possible when you don't have any money. You know what I mean? Like, that's where UNC and CU could simply hand over, as Rick George has admitted, he overcharged the credit card. He just went, here you go. We have to do this because nothing has really worked. And I think CSU isn't that dissimilar in that way, in that Jay was an 8-5 coach in Nevada who eventually gave you an 8-5 team and people weren't happy. So I don't know that you're going to do better than that for the dollars. I was going to say also that the other parallel I keep, this is baseball guy talking, the CSU job to me, and see what you think of this before. I'm going to test this live on air before I ever write it. Ha ha. It's kind of like the San Diego Padres job. like the incidentals are there, but they keep changing guys and they never quite get over the hump. I don't know if that's a perfect parallel.
Kind of, yeah. If, no, I go there with you.
Boise is kind of the Dodgers and they just never move. The Rams are the Padres. They're like that new money, great ballpark, great this, great fan base. But like it just never quite gets there, no matter how hard you try. So I don't know. That was just me looking at the World Series and kind of laughing at it. But I don't know.
It's all very fascinating, and I always use this word. I overuse it, Sean. But I just said when things start to feel or look or sound clunky, you got a bad situation. And I think Jay Norvell had a few of those things over the last 2 years especially, but I didn't like the Clay Millen thing that I just felt were clunky. I thought the offseason, like, is Matt Mummy the OC? Oh, maybe he is. Nah, I'm not ready to give that up yet, but we'll throw him a bone. You're the pass coordinator. Oh, crap, I did that for him. I got to do that for Bill Best. You're the run game coordinator, but I'm still the guy. And then I'm not the guy, but then whatever. So that kind of stuff kind of just tells the tale sometimes. Keeler, yeah, go ahead.
Do we got to run?
No, yeah, we got to run.
We do days. You don't need commercials.
I need more. We'll just start getting you on. We'll just start getting you on earlier.
They did stuff the last 5 weeks they should have done 2 years ago, right? Like, it just became a desperation thing. And it's too bad. It's a nice man. It's a nice family. He's out of work. He's going to find work. He's going to be fine. And I'm really more fascinated and concerned where CSU goes from here.
I am too, man. Great work from you. I know we didn't even get into the Aaron Gordon stuff, but you know my feelings. The most important nugget, the best trade ever in Colorado sports history, Sean.
Yeah. It might be one of the best trades in Nuggets history. Best up, one of them
in the world.
It's
probably the best trade in the world, Sean. Maybe in the universe, if we want to get Star Trek-y and Star Wars-y.
You know what? I think you need a commercial. Break.
Keeler, appreciate it, man.
All right. See you, buddy. Thanks, bud.
Sean Keeler, Denver Post, 41 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Okay, Michael, I know I'm hard on you on this show. I just wanted to say, you're doing a great job.
Why did you wink there?
No, I did not wink. I wouldn't do that. The audience wouldn't know what I was doing. You, I'm saying you're doing a great job. You're doing
you
a really good job.
Tanner, who's standing outside Nobody's the door,
out
and you
there.
Winked at it.
You can't take a compliment, which is why I'm forced to have to be mean to you again at some point very soon. But for now, just enjoy it, man. You have an award-winning radio show host that's right more often than not.
You're welcome.
Extremely good-looking. Would have dominated the Nuggets Media Day basketball game yesterday.
I have no doubt.
You have that human tell you that you're doing a great job. How does that feel?
I feel like you would have been one of the MVPs
yes.
on the media
Thank
team.
You. Look at us now. Look at us. We are just, we're
now
just like
Tanner's
best friends.
Looking weird at us.
Well, what's he's starting to get jealous. He's starting to get a little jealous because now we're starting to be friends and this whole thing is about us.
He's trying to tear us apart.
Kind of hating each other. But yeah, this is, Go Pokes texting in just said he was enjoying the Keeler stuff. I didn't think Keeler roasted the Rams. I just feel like it's, how do you fix a program when it's, I mean, you can say like the coaches, they've been not good, but they've had a good start, but then they get bad. Adazio really didn't have a good start, but he did beat Wyoming. Well, what do you do other than you just got to hire the right coach, Mike? I mean, I honestly thought Jay Norvell was the guy. I thought it was going to work.
Interview better.
What was wrong with Jay Norvell's interview? I mean, we don't know anything about it, but his record spoke for itself. And Nevada, very difficult place to win. If you can win at lesser schools, then you can win at a lot. Ed Lamb says that all the time. He has people that he's still great friends with at monster schools that are like, yeah, winning here is not really that big of a deal now. It's just how much you win. Our pressure's on how much you win. So,
I would like to see them hire Gundy.
They can't, Mike.
I want those press conferences. Somebody with millions of dollars,
yeah,
just give it to
but
them.
But they'd probably prime time us and we wouldn't be able to get them on. They're too famous. 49 minutes after the hour, what did Michael learn? Coming up next.
Don't sweat it, NoCo. With cooler temperatures upon us, that only means more red hot takes on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, Mike, what did we learn? What did you learn today? You get to start today. Since I complimented you, you get to take the reins and we'll see how you do.
I learned that everybody loves Jane Orvell. That Tanner's jealous of our relationship because we're such good friends.
Yeah, probably best friends.
Yeah, probably. And he's got Brian, though. He's got a great relationship with Brian. Why does he want this relationship?
You're making
relationship
this too much about Tanner.
So.
Sports show. I didn't get to my top five things to worry about for the Nuggets, a question about for the Nuggets, but I will tomorrow.
I learned that you didn't get to your top five questions.
I also learned that you have orange-colored glasses and you have burgundy-colored glasses. But for everyone else, you're critical. And that's unfair. No, you're critical of the Washington Huskies.
You learned that I'm wearing my Thursday shirt on Wednesday.
Holy crap! What are we doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, it's because I'm not here on Friday. I'm going to wear my Friday shirt tomorrow.
I just thought you forgot. I was hoping for that answer. But unfortunately, that was the answer we got. And that checks out. A little serial murdery. Good luck. And good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.